It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $1,111 this morning for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, you're the first caller this morning. What is your guess?
My guess is Laura and Bobby did not grow up with pets. Oh. And you and Brett did.
Oh, did not grow up with any pets in the household.
Well, I do know that Brett had a dog growing up. He does talk about his dog. Mm-hmm. I grew up with cats in the house. So we definitely had pets. You guys?
Well, Kathy, I can tell you that there was never a time we didn't have like 10 cats around in my house. So my mom is the cat lady.
Sorry, Kathy.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And you grew up with pets,
oh,
right,
yeah,
Laura?
We had cats, dogs, bunnies.
Everything.
Yep.
We can never hold down the dogs. Like, my mom was not a dog fan, so...
Yeah, we same thing.
We were allowed to have cats. We had a dog once, and I'm not kidding you. My dad was like, I took him to the farm. And I was
No. Now you know what it means.
What?
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, you legitimately took it. I like really got that story.
Hey, Dad, can we go visit the dog on the farm?
But
it's amazingly you can't find it.
But he does. He was like, no. He's like, I actually took the dog to a farm. He's like, the dog was alive and we couldn't handle him. We took him to a farm.
He literally was on a farm. It wasn't what you think that means.
I was like, I really got that story. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. We're still taking your guesses. $11 for the impossible question on the Kathy Romano show this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common, while Brett and I do not. That's the question. We had somebody a little bit in the ballpark yesterday,
yeah.
So we're
yep.
trying to steer you in the right direction, see if maybe we can get a winner today. We have Joyce on the line. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say that maybe two of you at some point in your life either worked as or was a mascot.
Oh, Laura? I mean, come on now. You pretty much always dress up.
Yeah. I wish I've done this professionally. I will say I have worn a mascot costume before.
Oh, okay.
You might know them.
Oh, like maybe a
bee? Oh, a certain, yeah, maybe.
Possibly
you did.
So you kind of were a mascot.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely
okay.
were. Joyce, I was not. No.
Oh, sorry, Joyce.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Have a great day. I was never a mascot.
You were never a mascot.
Although I said to my son the other day, I go, you need to be a college mascot because they get free tuition.
Yeah. And the amount of money that some of our very famous mascots make is unbelievable. So I was always told you should have done it because of my animated just ways I do things and facial expressions that I could have done it. And I missed my calling.
You definitely would have been a good mascot. There was a couple of years ago an article that came out with all of the salaries of the mascots, like the professional mascots.
Yeah, I read that too.
And I was like, why did I not jump in a costume.
I know. I do love the reveals that some of the colleges do where they don't know who the kids were that were the college mascots.
Yeah.
And then on graduation day, they're all like, oh my gosh, it was you. You kept it hidden.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is really cool.
All right, let's go to Shannon. And I believe she has her daughter, Savannah, in the car with her. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. How old is Savannah?
Eight.
And are you guys heading to school?
Yes, we're sitting in Duncan parking lot right now waiting to get to school.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So let's get you on your way to school. All right. Bobby and Laura have this in common. What do you guys think it is?
They are in the school choir.
They are in the school choir
in the school choir.
In school choir, yeah.
Wow. Laura, did you ever do school choir?
So, surprisingly, I did because I cannot sing at all. So, I do not know how they let me in that, but I was in it.
And we know from the past, Kathy, you were to be in choir.
Well, I was in the school choir. I just wanted to be in that, like, special chorus, like the special group that got to do performances.
Yep.
But I was turned down. I wasn't allowed.
Well, Shannon and Savannah, I was not in choir. No. I know.
Hey, but you guys can try. You can try again tomorrow. If we don't get an answer today, you can try tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day at school, Savannah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I love that when the kids go to say you too, and then like, wait a minute, they don't go to school.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
All right, last guess for this round is Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
All right, Bobby and Laura have this in common. What do you think it is?
I'm going to guess Jersey people might have been to Action Park when they were kids.
Ah, the legendary Action Park.
Dave, have you ever
been
to Action Park?
Do you remember Action Park?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We're
showing our age.
Most dangerous park ever.
We're going to tell you. We're going to tell you right now that Dave. Not the correct answer, because both Bobby and I have been to Action Park. Laura wasn't quite
sure.
Yeah, Laura wasn't quite sure what it was until Bobby told her. But yes, there's that documentary out that you can.
Yeah.
Was it on Netflix?
Class
was
Action
it on
Netflix? Park.
I think it was on Apple TV Plus. I think it was. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was Class Action Park. And I went once when I was 12.
Johnny Knoxville did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I went once when I was 12. I remember leaving there, and I remember my friend's mom being like, well, we're never going back there again. And I was like, why? We had so much fun. She's like, no, that's why we're not going back there again.
So my family.
Yeah. It was hard to come home from there without an injury.
Without an injury. Dave, that's what I was going to say. So I have family that lived about 10 minutes from the park. So I went to Action Park multiple summers, and I never left there without an injury. Now, fortunately,
it's a great slogan for a theme park.
Seriously, fortunately, it wasn't a serious injury, but no, I left every time hurt from that place.
Yeah. Oh, you got an alpine slide or one of the water slides, you lost your bathing suit, whatever.
My favorite was that black tunnel that shot you out about like 15 feet above the water, and then you
over
just,
the ice cold pond.
Ice cold water. I remember that too.
It was like so scary because you couldn't see a darn thing. Then you get shot out into light, and then you're like, okay, the ride's over. And then you hit water that's like freezing.
Could you imagine doing an endorsement for that? Action Park. You will leave with an injury. Like, what a great slogan, right?
Action
there.
Park. You might leave.
Yeah. Even better, Dave.
Dave, thank you for the memory. And tell your husband I said hi. I got an email from Dave's husband. I was so excited. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Look at that.
Hey.
Look at that.
Oh, my God, yeah. You guys got to do this sing-off.
Between
Brett and your niece.
And my niece. Yeah, that was their suggestion. And we do love that idea.
Yep.
Dave, thank you so much for listening and for trying. You can try again at 9:10.
You know I will. All right, guys, have a good one.
Have a great day.
That's great.
If you have not seen Class Action Park, watch it.
Great.
And just know that, like, I mean, it actually was, you know, people got severely injured there. But, we went and, I mean, nuts.
That's why my friend's mom was like, we're never going there again. We're like, no, it's so much fun. She's like, nope, you're never going there again.
All right, we're going to do a second round of the impossible question because we did not get a correct answer. So we still have $1,111. We'll do it at 9:10. We've got $1,111 for the impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. 888-333-V101. We've got Tom on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Tom, always a bundle of energy, aren't you? Yep. I love it.
Yeah.
He knows.
He knows. Tom, you're the nice, calm, soothing, relax and unwind voice. I like it.
Thank you.
When we start arguing here, we should call Tom and be like, Tom.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We need your voice.
Tom, we need you right now to talk to us. Hi.
All right, Tom, what's your guess?
I think they do a weekly beauty treatment at home. Like put a mask on their face and just relax and chill out.
Well, we know that Bobby does that. Laura, do you?
Like, I mean, Tom is definitely like, I know Bobby. He's got the cucumbers on his eyes at home, the rag. Yep, he's got the under eye masks, you know, that are on.
Yes.
You do the girls, the influencers who like wake up in the morning, they have like 19 things on their face, their hair is pulled back.
There's
they have
a
these
laser
like,
thing on their head.
The sticky thing that pulls the chin up so you don't get a double
How
chin.
How do you know when I wake up what I look like? That's weird.
It takes him 20 minutes before he sees his actual face.
Laura? Do you do your weekly at-home spa treatments?
I am still trying to recover from the visual that we just created on Bobby. I would love to, but no, I don't make time for it once a week like Bobby does.
I probably have more of a moisturizing skincare than Laura does, yes. Not correct, Tom.
Sorry, Tom.
Have a good day.
Let's announce the phone number like Tom would.
Yeah, let's call 888-333-B101 for the impossible question this morning.
Sounds like we're on NPR.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Would you like a tote bag, too? 888-333-B101.
A tote bag?
Every one of their fundraisers, you always get a tote bag.
Just love that you said that, Tom. Call 888-333-B101.
B101. Tom wouldn't do it, we'll do it.
Yeah, Tom wouldn't do it.
Relax and unwind with the Kathy Romano Show on B101.
On B101. We've got $1,111 for the impossible question on the Kathy Romano Show. This is the last round of this. Tomorrow morning, it will be $1,212 if no one gets it correct. But let's see. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Teresa, good morning. What do you think it is?
Yes, good morning. I think they both can touch their toes.
Both can touch our toes. We got a little bit of the flexibility working.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I can touch my toes.
I can also touch my toes.
You can?
Yeah.
I'm touch shocked. Let me see.
Wow, Bobby.
There you go. Touch
he
my toes.
Did. I actually take pride in the fact that I can put like my flat palm down next to my feet.
Okay. So
I've done yoga for years, and that was like something that I'm like, they're like, wow, you're really flexible. I actually, from doing yoga, I'm not kidding you, I was 5'2 my entire life.
And now
my
you're 4'9?
My height is 5'3. I think it's from yoga.
You went the other way. It stretched you out so much.
I think it's from yoga. I think I got an inch taller from yoga. So sorry, Teresa. I can also touch my toes.
Okay, no problem. I can't touch my toes.
Try yoga.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, grow an inch.
You'll grow an inch, exactly.
Pretty good. Bye, Teresa. Seriously, bye. Teresa should do yoga and she'll be able to touch her toes. All right, we have Julie on the line. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think Bobby and Laura have in common?
Because I remembered you passed your driving test because you had a cat in the car or something and the person was allergic.
Yes. So
I'm going to say they failed their driving test.
So Bobby and Laura failed the first time they took the driving test.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was nervous. I remember being so nervous and being like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Just because my family would have been like, you're the only one who failed. I did not fail. I passed on the first time. Laura, you are.
I probably should have failed. I think I told this story last time my grandpa took me, and I did pass, but like as soon as I got in the car to go home, I didn't put the car in reverse, so I drove over like the little parking spot brick cement thing.
Oh, God.
And he was like, oh, Lord.
You definitely should have failed. Yes, and Julie, I passed because I didn't have my cat in the car. I had my cat in the car the day before, and the guy was like having a full-blown allergy attack in my car, and he just wanted to get out. So he was like, looks great. You're a great driver. See ya.
Bye.
Julie, thank you for listening to us. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, last guest in the morning, we've got Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common for $1,111, Diane?
Oh, they both like to play tennis, maybe.
Playing tennis. I do love to play tennis. I played tennis as a kid. Still play tennis today. Laura?
I really like to play tennis, too. I'm not that great at it, but I like to play it.
That's what I was going to say, too. I actually would love to be a good tennis player. I'm not.
But you like it.
But I do like it, yeah.
Oh.
I like how you're thinking, Diane.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. And you can try again tomorrow. So now it's up to $1,212. And you guys know I love it when it gets this high.
I love it when it gets this high.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. We will do it again tomorrow morning at 7:10 and 9:10. Now, don't go anywhere because actually, we still have tickets to give away to the Josh Groban, Jennifer Hudson show at Xfinity Mobile Arena. The show is this Sunday night. The question of the day to win you the pair of tickets is, what was the name of Laura's first car? This morning, we talked about naming our cars. Laura named her first car what? 888-333-B101.